Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue with the next in our series on the 30 most important things we need to know about our faith. Today, church authority. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Let me begin this meditation with a little story. In a city where I used to live about 20 years ago, there was this little grocery store that opened up near downtown. Nothing so unusual about that, right? Except that this grocery store was being run by self-professed anarchists. That's right. The local group of anarchists opened a small business. They thought they'd try their hands at Capitalism 101. The local college newspaper was really excited about this. How great! Locally sourced food, community focused, and best of all, no bosses. Because they're anarchists, right? And anarchists don't believe in bosses. But even the newspaper reporter was a little frustrated that he hadn't been able to reach anyone who could sort of represent the business. But of course, who is going to represent a business when literally no one is in charge of the business? Anyway, it didn't really matter because the anarchist grocery store didn't last more than a couple of weeks anyway. That's probably how long it took for them to max out their parents' credit cards. So what's the point? The point is that every community, if it's going to last, needs leadership. A headless body might run around aimlessly for a while, like a chicken with its head cut off, but eventually it'll just fall down dead. That's true of every community, and it's doubly true in the community that is the church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Throughout the Old Testament, God had established leadership for his people. Patriarchs, judges, priests, kings, prophets. These were all roles that God confirmed so that his people would not degenerate into anarchy and chaos. In the New Testament, Jesus does the same thing. After all, he came to form a people, a community, a church. And he knows that every community needs leadership, real, concrete, visible leadership. Leadership that can answer questions with authority. Leadership that can set the next goal. Leadership that can organize and delegate. Christ wanted a real community, not just a hypothetical, abstract, pretend community. And he knew no real community can survive without real leadership. So he gave us leaders. He gave us shepherds. He gave us Peter and the apostles. And he gave us a pope and bishops. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Jesus is the King of the kingdom, that is, the church. But a king can deputize certain men to represent him officially and to exercise his power in his name. And that's exactly what Jesus did when he chose his 12 apostles. And it says that he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and heal every disease and every infirmity. And he made it plain that they would be his representatives, and that those who accepted them would be accepting him. For he said, "He who receives you receives me." And finally, he makes this astounding pledge to his apostles. "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Jesus is telling his apostles and telling us that there is a divine validation of their authority, that their decisions will be endorsed as legitimate by heaven itself. That doesn't mean every decision by one of the apostles or by one of the bishops will be perfect, but it does mean that heaven has decreed that the apostles and their successors will make the decisions that will govern Christ's church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. In every community or company, there has to be someone who will take the final responsibility. Someone with whom the buck stops here. There has to be a court of last appeal, a final tiebreaker, an ultimate decision maker. Countries don't have multiple presidents. Sports teams don't have multiple head coaches. Companies don't have multiple chairmen of the board. Kingdoms don't have multiple kings. And the Church of Christ doesn't have multiple popes. Peter alone was given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Peter alone was named the rock of the church. Peter alone was told to strengthen his brethren. Peter alone was told to feed Christ's flock. Peter alone was told to be the servant who was put in charge of all the other servants. For an organization to work, for a company to succeed, for a community to thrive, there must be an authority, and there must be a final authority where the final decision can be made, where people can stop wondering what they should do and can say, okay, you're the boss. Let's get to it. Jesus knew that the final authority was needed for every community, and he gave his community, the church, that final authority in the person of Peter and his successors, the popes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother care of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. We are tempted to be opposed to authority because, well, that's part of our fallen human nature. Pride makes us rebellious. But we can also see that the people in charge often don't make the best decisions. We don't like the way the driver drives the bus. So then we attack the very idea of authority altogether, which either means you want nobody to drive the bus or everybody to try to drive the bus at the same time. Either way, if you have everybody with their hands on the wheel or nobody with their hands on the wheel, that bus is going to crash. Like that little anarchist grocery store folded almost instantly. But we can't have our church crashing. We can't have our church folding. We need our church to be maximally successful because our church is the most important community there is. It's the community that's responsible for the conversion and salvation of the human race. So we need it to be as effective as possible, which is why we have an authority for every level of our church's community, at the family level, at the parish level, at the diocesan level, and at the universal level. Sure, the authorities at all those levels are sometimes incompetent, but it's because of this structure that we are the most successful, the largest, the oldest, and the most beautiful community on the planet. Almost like Jesus knew what he was doing when he established it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
I thought that one was so delightful. I think especially for me, growing up very rebellious, I'm very, very familiar with the ins and outs and the allure of anarchy. In the sense that I think, naturally, I didn't like authority growing up. And that was partially because most of my experience of authority was rules that I found to be arbitrary.
Oh, yes. But
at the end of the day, without authority, you can't even correct arbitrary rules. You just end up with random rules that are even more arbitrary. You're just kind of subject to the random and to everyone's whims. So you still need authority to be able to establish logical rules or to be able to file a complaint and say, this doesn't make sense.
Or you end up with mob rule.
Yeah.
And the majority is rarely right.
We've said before, nothing good was ever created by a committee.
And opinion polls are no way mm-hmm. to know what is true.
In fact, my least favorite thing with storytelling right now is it feels like when it comes to a lot of big movies, you can tell that they're not often the creation of one passionate individual or one or two people. They're very much a committee within a studio that made a list of things that don't work together, and they all had to be right. And there's just huge conflict of a large group of people trying to make something that innately needs to come from one or two minds max.
Yeah.
But funny enough, in high school, despite rejecting all authority, I found myself repeatedly placed in positions of authority, in the sense that I'd be in a group and they'd be like, you have to make this decision now. And I became a de facto leader for a small group because it was just someone had to make the decisions, and it gave me a little more respect for authority in general.
Yeah.
There's a reason that there's currently, in 2025, no functioning anarchist government. Maybe that's also because it's a bit of a paradox, but there's no country that's really functioning as an anarchy.
It doesn't work.
One person can function as an anarchist until they're arrested.
And then if we look through the history of the church, for example, at one point in the 300s, you could say the majority of Christians were wrong about the person of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. When we had the Arian heresy mm-hmm. that swept the Christian world. And if it wasn't for the Pope and the bishops, the rightful authority, we would have it wrong about Jesus today. Or, for example, Jesus gives us the way that he wants us to worship God the Father, to thank God the Father, and to be nourished spiritually in the Mass. Yet, four people, ultimately, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and Henry VIII decide, now we're going to do something different.
Mm.
And now, unfortunately, those people, the people following in their wake, have lost the way that Jesus gave us to worship the Father, thank mm. him, and be nourished by the Eucharist.
Yeah. Partially because every time from that point forward that there's a disagreement, you don't come to an agreement within that community. Instead, you just fracture farther.
Right.
And so, you find a new form of authority, which is no authority at all.
So from four people, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and Henry VIII, from those four have come, at least it's fractured into at least 50,000 denominations. And really, you could say it's fractured into every Protestant or non-denominational church, whatever that current pastor says.
Or each individual person, because most of them are like, well, I don't fully agree with this church or that church. I'll move on. I think especially if you have any desire for truth, it's really, there's a great comfort in the Catholic Church of being able to say, if I don't know what I believe, first I can look it up and then learn why I believe it. I don't have to work that in reverse.
Yeah. Very good point. Very good point. And the older I get, the Catholic Church's unchanging moral teachings, they're the only thing that work.
Mm-hmm. It's like a scientific canon in the sense that people have been studying this for centuries, and what is right and true has been upheld for 2,000 years. Could you imagine a scientist saying, I'm not going to look at anything that came before. I want to rediscover the laws of physics. And then I want to rediscover all of the elements myself, every breed of animal. Then I'll come to understand more about science. And then I'll start my own work once I rediscover everything myself.
The height of arrogance.
Or anarchy.
Or anarchy. We have a great blessing. We have a great blessing. And it's part of why we're doing this series, so that we can learn what Christ has handed down to us through the church. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.